Blog Talk Radio.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. Faith catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth from the Crooklyn 9 Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of fades. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
Lush Radio in full effect. Give them a planet. We had to take it back for y'all, man. It's Lush Radio Online, man. It's Friday. Get it popping. People, what's going on? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, on a Friday. Make sure you pop some bottles for me, man. And besides it just being Friday, remember that this is a historical day for African Americans in slavery. Today is Juneteenth, celebrated all across the world, but celebrated the most in Texas. Why? Because Texas was the last state to release the slaves. on June 19th. And this all started with the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves. So shout out to all the people out there, the people that died for our freedom, man. Juneteenth, make sure you pass it down. They don't have it in the history books. They don't have it in African American studies, but it is evident that it did exist. And make sure that you pass it on tradition to your people. It is Juneteenth. So make sure you celebrate that and pass it on and pass it on. Also, Father's Day is coming down this Sunday. Make sure you show that father some love out there. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there that's doing their 1-2, taking care of children that might not even be their own or even their own seeds, man. Shout out to all the fathers that's out there. Real talk, man. We salute you, man, for real. And definitely on top of that, thank our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, Capital Customs for providing us with the iShirts, Lust Radio Girls International, man. And they on the spot, and they ready, and they ready to go. So, ladies, make sure you get up with us because it's on and popping. Also, on top of that, tonight we want to have your boy B. Palmer live tonight. Up-and-coming artist, man. He's getting crazy radio play right now, crazy downloads. He got Flashing Lights mixtape out right now. And that's the mixtape of the month for us. You want to get involved with the mixtape of the month, it's $50, $50. You know what I'm saying? And we go ham on it. But definitely he's going to be live in the building. He's the artist of the month, and he's going to be live with us tonight on the show. And you know it's Get Out of Here Friday, so people that get on your nerves, call in. Let us know. So what you want to tell them? Get the F out of here, man. For real, Lust Radio Online. And I got to go tonight and see my hot co-host, the one and only, the Superman, the man with the plan, the man that goes ham, the man that represents Irvington, New Jersey, the one, the only, Future Guru 100, my head of promotions. What's good, fam?
Lusty Lust, what's good?
Yo, hey,
all the way from
much,
Jersey, and a shout out from Jersey to everybody listening, everybody on the Twitter check-in, you already know. Shout out to Capital Customs for the Lust Radio International. Them shirts is on deck, ladies. Lust already told you the business. Hit her up on Twitter for more info. And we really want to do it like this. Our Twitter, for generally speaking, you can catch us. L-U-S-H Girls I-N-T-L. Lust Girls International. And get familiar with us right now because it's a movement. We're taking it to the next level. Shout out to Niagara Falls, Chocolate Misses, Caramel Tie, Inglewood Diva holding us down on the check-in, and Sierra LaShawn out there in Texas. We making it move. We making moves, not in just Jersey, not in just DMV. It's national. It's national. And taking it global too. So shout out to everybody supporting us and following. You know that the followers is going up.
The followers are crazy.
We got more followers than people had. Some people only got like 100 followers from last year. Wow. Lust Girls International only been in effect for like 4 weeks, yo.
It's crazy right now, man. We going in. The ladies are going to be available. I already got cats already hitting me up. Yo, I'm going to need you. We're going to need your Lust Radio Girls to do music videos and all that. Yo, get on it, man. It's crazy. You're going to have VIP access to anything that's going on. We'll be sending you, shooting y'all emails and stuff like that. It's crazy right now, son. Lust Radio Online is turned all the way up for the summer, man. Ladies, you need photo shoots. 300 photos for $300. Who does that? All raw, all on the CD. You can have them. You can do whatever you want to. Lust Radio Online, man. We ain't playing games this summer, man. Holla at us, man.
I just got off the phone with somebody out in the NY who's interested in the promo mixtape of the month. And please be clear, all y'all could jump on this. Because right now it's $50. Let's just say that. Right now the price is $50. It's going to go up. Right now the price is $50. We're taking it very serious. Y'all know y'all getting more for your money over here at Lust Radio Online. Let that be known. Let that be the first thing that you tell them with this promotion. You're going to get more for your money. We're worth it. We're bringing y'all girls. We're bringing y'all music and promotion and telling y'all, putting y'all in line with publicists and the best engineers and producers out here right now, and the best people online doing it in the music world, on a global level. Come on, where you gonna get this love at? Just answer that.
That might
be my next question. Where you gonna get that love? That kind of love at? I don't know. Somebody sleeping on.
definitely, man. And shout out to our man Castro and everything. Shout out to Starship, Smelly Price, in the building. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Guest 1643, the whole squad. We love y'all, man. That's what it is. Y'all always support Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? I think we got the beautiful and lovely Kiki, one of our Lush Girls International models, man. She's also been on Straight Stuntin'. She do a 1-2. She looking hot, sexy. You know what I'm saying? She got that donkey A thing, man. Woo! She's hot. She tried to get off the line, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Try to get off the line. She's so scared. she said she about to, she said she about to jump in the shower. You know what that looks like. So hot. In the shower. She about to get in the shower right now. And she's a fine red thing right there. So definitely shout out to Kiki out there, man, because Kiki is hot.
Let's go.
And definitely shout out to Cut Castro. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Cut Castro is CutCastro. He definitely holds us down on the Twitter check-in. Support my young dude. He doing this one, too. I am Shay Star. Shout out to her.
Bugsy, man.
Yeah, shout out to Genius and Bugsy, man. They hold us down hard body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is how much we love our listeners, right? These first started out as listeners, right? And they just show so much love. We brought them on to the squad, man. You know what I mean? Now they part of the Lush Radio family right now, man. It's crazy right now, son.
Man, you can't stop this movement. We got strong people lining up with allies, man. What you want to be, man? You want to be behind enemy lines around here? How you want to do it, man? Like,
how you want to do it?
Stand up,
you know?
Artist, tight. Yo, shout out to DJ Alamo, and shout out to my man Vic Poe, you know, and Rudy Moose, man. Those cats is holding me down. Bonds World holding me down, you know, on the promotion tip, because they know I do my thing. They know Lush is in effect, and they standing behind us, man. They retweeting for us, and we promoting them. Wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We'll figure that out.
What y'all want to be? Y'all want to be ballers, shot callers? I think we digging in the pants with the ballers. Ah!
Tell them about the team, man. Retweet squad on Twitter.
Yo, the retweet squad go hard in the paint, man. They are so hard body, man.
Shouldn't that be self-explanatory how we do? RT squad. That's it. It's at RT squad. That's it.
Definitely.
I know what RT mean on Twitter. Retweet.
Uh-huh.
That's what the team
do.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, we got some new music. We got some new music for y'all. Just to let y'all know, my girl Jackie O just dropped her mixtape. It's crazy right now.
Uh-oh.
Check out that situation.
She's
also
a friend
on
of the
top
show.
Yeah, she's definitely a friend of the show. Last night we talked about the 48 Laws of Power, and your boy Voice Flip Star came and blessed us on the show. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely a blessing. He came through and did his 1-2, so it was crazy, you know. And we got a couple of joints.
I got to start letting everybody know who all our friends of the show is. Ain't the list going on? The list is crazy, Les.
Yo, the list is retarded right now. Like, I mean,
and
people don't,
not no little names. Please let them know it's big names on that list.
Yo, we got people on the squad that y'all don't even know right now, you know, some behind the scenes type stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got Vinny Idol on the squad. We got all kinds of different cats on the squad that just rock with the whole entire move. But real talk though, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just rocking with y'all, man. We do this for y'all, but right now we about to turn it up another notch, man. We looking on doing a 24-hour show, man. 24 hours. 24 hours, man. Watch out for that, man. Shout out to Coast to Coast Mixtape. Shout out to Lil Fats, man. The convention is going down in August. You need to be there. If you want to know about sponsorship packages, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, because if you get that sponsorship package, it's about to be crazy right now, because everybody, they expecting like over 1 million cats at the event in Miami, yo. Plus, I'm looking for 2 interns to represent Rush Radio Online with the VIP passes we got to go out there. So if you are down to represent Lush Radio Online, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Requirements: you must have your own video camera. You must know how to edit. On top of that, you should also have your own camera, the digital camera, to take pics. So holla at us, man. Lush Radio Online, man. We turned all the way up. We ain't playing no games, man.
I think me and Fresh need to go out there and rep Lush Radio, man. I might have to call Fresh from South Queens. Fresh, where you at? Fresh,
man.
I know you got that camera on deck, Fresh.
Man, make sure you holler at him, you know. But we're gonna go ahead and go to some DMXs. That's how I feel right now. A lot of y'all cats been eating long enough, man. Now it's time to spread that wealth or make money together, man. So DMX said it better, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been eating all that now. Stop being greedy. We're going to go to that song. We're going to be right back on Let's Radio Online, man. Get your money up, man. You know.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner. Give me the need. Rips and touch it. It don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm going to wake you. Snap the plate. I can flip that flow. I can stick that hoe. I can get that dough. You know I'm with that, Joe. Ain't a thing about this shit I can't do, I haven't seen. But when it gets dark, it's like a nigga's having dreams. All night then, the light day, the dessert, got me like it. Everybody wants to hurt, why? Paranoid, so I strike out at whatever. Closest thing to me's gonna get it, but never. Will I, kill I, think death is wrong. So I'ma keep holding on to what's left is gone. You can put that on, my nigga boom. These other rap cats will give a nigga room. But if it costs for me to cross my way in the door, headhunting motherfuckers, stay on the floor. Get sick with four more. Now all this is liquid. I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Gifted and easy. There's a touch that don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'ma bite you. Snatch the plate. I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Gifted and easy. There's a touch that don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the plate. I thank the Lord every day that I'm blessed with the gift. I'm the best, so unless you wanna fresh with the shit, don't touch that. Leave it alone. Don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the plate. I've been eating long enough now. Stop eating.
some of y'all cats need to stop being greedy, man. Keep it real, partner. Get to the needy. Yo, we live on Lush Radio Online, man. It's Friday, man. It's time for you to get your bottles popping to get your thing in. For all them cats that's on the Twitter, man, and show us love, man. We love y'all, man. That's what it is, Lush Radio Online, man. Shout out to the Wiz Kid. Shout out to Mason Touch. Shout out to DJ True, DJ Chubby Chuck, the whole squad. Shout out to Microphone Bully. Shout out to DJ Lazy K. Lazy K Productions. We here. Get your squad up, man. We live back in the building with my boy, Future Guru, man. Y'all need to be getting at him, man. Y'all can't talk about y'all doing promo, man, but I don't even know who you are. Let's get it together. Holla at us, man. Number one spot to get it out there. Guru, what's good, fam?
Thank you, Lush. I just want to say thanks for those kind words, and I really appreciate that. And it's like the question asked, yo, we do this together, man. It's teamwork. It's a lot of teamwork involved for us to even get to the level that we at. You know, it's straight teamwork. Like, you know, I don't even claim. Everybody that know me, they know I don't do this by myself. But guess what? I'm a good leader. Lush is a good leader. And y'all take that for what it is, man. We ain't stopping, man. Yo, the team going to do, you know, if they see the leader doing it, you know what? They're going to follow suit. If they see the leader sleeping, don't that mean it's okay to go to sleep? Oh, no. It's always somebody working over here, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Always somebody working. Guess what happened if you watch the leader go to sleep? If two leaders are sleeping and everybody else is watching, they're going to be like, damn, I'm sleepy too. Guess what? Everybody going to sleep. Night-night.
That's definitely what it is, man. Y'all better stop sleeping, man. Y'all better wake up, man. Summertime is right around the corner, man. We're going to have the Lush Radio Girls calendar popping off, man. It's about to be crazy. Oh, my God. So y'all better watch out for that whole situation, man.
Y'all better wet your whistles now, dog.
Real
talk. Wet your whistles now, man. We changing the game, too. I hope they know we changing the game. Might as well put
that out. We definitely changing the game, man. And then on top of that, man, I got to introduce one of the most humblest, one of the most talented. Your man DJ Scratch said, yo, he loved the music when he came on last time. Your man is getting crazy radio spins. The mixtape got over 1 million downloads.
Uh-oh.
Your man is rocking with DJ Ames from the UK. My man, B. Palmer, artist of the month, mixtape of the month on Lush Radio Online. Man, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. He's live on the line with us right now on Lush Radio Online. What's up? B. Palmer, what's good?
What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, nothing much, man. Let's give you some love. Palmer, 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 Palmer.
Here y'all go, man.
Palmer, Palmer.
Just like you like it. The house is packed just like you like it, dog.
What's up, B. Palmer? What's cracking with you, fam? I want you to go ahead and get your shout-outs out before we get into this interview, fam.
I mean, first of all, shout out to y'all for having me on here. You know, I definitely appreciate the support. And, you know, if it wasn't for people like you, artists like me wouldn't have a chance to shine, you know. And second of all, you know, shout out DJ Ames, shout out Stephanie Renee at Beyond Reach Promotions, my homie Mag Beats at magbeats.com, and my homie The Wiz Kid. You know, street radio, and you definitely show me support, you know, and I just appreciate everybody that support me, you know, I just do it for y'all, so that's what it
definitely,
is.
Definitely, that's what it is. B. Palmer, you've been rapping since the age of 10, you know what I mean, and, you know, you definitely got some inspiration from Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt album, which was a classic album and stuff like that, you know. Tell us, you know what I'm saying, your biggest, you know, what inspired you to get into this whole, you know, hip-hop, you know, industry? What made you say, yo, this is what I got to do, man? Talk to me.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, my grandmother, she used to sing in the church and everything, and I just, you know, she had one of those, how can I say, one of those old spiritual voices that just can command attention, and you know, I just seen the effect that she had over everybody. You know, how people was just touched by, you know, the word that was coming out of her mouth, but, you know, how it sounded also. And I just wanted to do the same thing, but I, you know, as of lately, you know, everybody in I feel in hip-hop is going kind of the same way, you know, and I just wanted to do something different for the people and, you know, try something new, and that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We definitely appreciate it. I'm going to throw it over there to Guru over there in Jersey. Jersey, you got a question for your man, B. Palmer.
Yeah, B. Palmer, man, I just want to say I'm glad you're doing your thing, man. I'm glad you're rocking with the show, man. But I do have a question, man, about, like, the challenges right now. I know that you live in your dream. You just explained a beautiful story who, like, you know, I can kind of relate to having that family singing in the church and watching everybody be captivated by, like, even some of my younger friends that sang in the church who really got they shine just by singing. They wasn't even, like, family members, but they were just friends, young ladies who could sing. So I know that what you're saying, like, so I can identify with that. But my question is about the challenges of being an independent artist, like, these days for you and the next level that you're trying to take it to. We all know that Twitter, it takes Twitter to get it popping and a whole lot more, but, like, just talk about one of the challenges that you're facing right now, getting it to that next level where you're trying to take it.
The challenges is, as far as indie artists, you know what I'm saying, as far as with the DJs, man, because you have so many artists that don't know what they're doing and don't know how to approach anybody in a professional manner. Mm. By the time you see somebody that's professional and is approaching you in the right way, you already tired of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I don't even want to deal with no more indies. I don't want to deal with no more unsigned artists, you know, because they don't know how to invest in themselves. They don't know how to advertise themselves, you know. And, I mean, that's what it is. Like, when we come to people, you know, like you all get a lot of, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, hitting you up all the time. You know what I'm saying? So somebody got noise in the background.
I'm a lady, watching. That's what it is.
Hello?
That's definitely what it is. Hello? You guys still there?
Yeah, I'll tell somebody. Yeah, somebody had some noise in the background. I couldn't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, got the phones. Get the phones on mute, y'all. You trying to get the phones on mute. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but,
man, this is real live radio, man. You never know what the hell is going to go on.
I mean, that's what we face, man. You know, it's about, especially when you got a family to feed and your budget is limited and you got a choice. You know, you got to risk, you know, investing in something that you really believe in or, you know, not pay a bill. And sometimes, you know, you just got to, you know, the financial situation is always hard for unsigned artists, you know, because we don't have $10,000-$20,000 to, you know, pay a PR and put it into a promotion, get out there and, you know, get a whole lot of stuff done. So we have to take it one step at a time. And that's my situation also. But God bless me with, you know, to be able to network with people like you all and get some people behind me and really support my music. And, you know, I'm standing here right now, and I'm going to keep going.
That's what it is. For everybody that's listening right now, we posted cameras and flashing light hosted by DJ Ames, the link for the download. So you can go and download the mixtape right now at this moment. So you can check out, you know what I'm saying, some of that flavor that he got going on over there, man. And we're going to be playing one of his singles and everything, but it's crazy right now. B. Palmer is, like, really hot, on fire, man. I just want to say that I'm really proud of you because your grind never stops, and you've been grinding for a minute because, I mean, I've been seeing you, you know, like, even last year, the year before last, and you just been going hard, body. I know that Wiz Kid, he's been going hard. Shout out to Philly, DJ Truth, the whole squad out there. You definitely been doing your thing. You've been doing some stuff with you did some stuff with Finesse also. You did something also. You did something well with Finesse, local artist and stuff. How was that whole situation? How did that come about?
You know what I'm saying, to be honest, you know, the thing about with the Finesse situation, you know what I'm saying, he's a great artist, you know what I'm saying, and when I we knew each other back in the day. So when I tried to contact him and I heard his music, I was like, I got to do something with this guy. So, you know, I contacted him, we spoke, and then it was a while that we didn't talk, and I just found out that he, you know, he got locked, and he didn't have nobody by his side and support, and nobody, you know, was able to bail him out. So, you know what I mean? Like, I was just thinking, like, this guy too talented to be locked, man, especially for the situation he was locked for.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I put some money up, you know, and went to the jail, got him out, and I sat there and told him, look, we're going to the studio right now, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's how it came. It was just a relationship, you know what I mean, that blossomed into a great song, I think. And, you know, I try to aim for, like, I'm not trying to be a hood star or whatever. I'm trying to, you know, aim for, like, top 40 records, you know. I have some records out there that sound pop, you know. I have some records that's hip-hop and everything. But, you know, I'm just trying to be a different artist and show a side of me that most artists scared to show, you know what I'm saying? Most artists scared to have fun on records. Most artists scared to show their pain and show them, you know, talk about them being hurt. Everybody want to get money. Everybody want to make it rain. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, selling bricks. And, you know what I'm saying, like, ain't everybody doing that, you know what I'm saying, you know? And, I mean, my life ain't about that, you know what I'm saying? I have a family, you know what I'm saying, and this is what I do, and I'm trying to make music that my son can listen to, you know what I mean? I'm a respectful father first, so that goes before anything, you know what I mean? I don't care about who say what about my records. At the end of the day, my son is going to be able to listen to my records. So,
definitely.
I mean, that's what it is.
And definitely I want to salute you as being a father. It is Father's Day coming up, so definitely shout out to you for being a father on Father's Day. So definitely shout out to you and everything.
Thank you.
I think we're going to go ahead and go on to this song right now. We're going to go to this song from B. Palmer featuring Louie Mills. We're going to go into that joint real quick, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online with B. Palmer. Artist of the month, baby. Let's go.
Wait a minute. You ready?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, girl.
I see the sexy thing looking grown.
What's up, mama?
Talking like she real when I know she won't.
No, you won't, girl.
Whisper in my ear that she can take me on a long ride. If she grab me like, come on and dance. And then she start to drop it low.
Damn,
booty bouncing up and down like, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh.
Her girlfriend told her, let him know. She proceeds to let me know. Then she holler out, let's go.
Let's go,
I got what you need tonight.
She looking good with that t-shirt and her panties on.
Let's go.
With them panties on,
and then she start to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, oh, oh, oh. Her girlfriend call her, let her know. She proceed to let me know.
Whoa, wait a minute, stop.
Let's go.
Let's go,
cause I got what you need tonight.
She looking good with that t-shirt and her panties on.
For me to figure out what I gotta do to get you back to my house. Yeah, baby, you know, I'm so real. What is this, deal or no deal? I get you high like you wanna expel. Cloud 9, this is how the fresh fail. I'm
not bragging. I know that I can get it cracking. Are you down for some action? Cause I could beat it up and have you call me Joe Jackson. And this shit go jumping off on the first. Don't make you up unless you do it to every Joe you know. So if you ready, come on and
let's go.
Love me long time. She love me long time. Lee Palmer right there, man. That's one of the singles off the joint. Definitely a hot crossover joint. You know what I mean? But I'm going to ask my boy Google, what you think about that joint, man?
Yeah, I like the hook. It's catchy, man. I like that groove right there, man. We're gonna listen to. Hey, by the way, man, we're going to blow you up on Twitter like B-Day, like, we're going to drop bombs. Like, check for us on Twitter, man. I'm about to put my team on this. The situation is real. And I just want to just say one thing about the comment he made before we played the song about his man's finesse. And, like, yo, that kind of touched me, man, because, I mean, you know, I heard it before. Like, you know, like, where does it happen? Like, that doesn't happen every day that somebody go get their mans out and just take them right to the studio. Like, their link, like, is the studio to get it in. Like, he went and got his mans out and took him straight to the spot, like the haven, like the safe house, like whatever. Like, come on, man, that's real. That's too real for TV. You heard him say he put his money up and got him out. He ain't go looking for five people to contribute. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really real what he said, man. Even if he did, not for nothing, that's commendable. But that's how you do it, man. Stick. This is such thing called loyalty. Like, I mean, honor that, man. That's like, it's honorable. Like, it means more to me than some other thing that somebody might have said last week to me. Like, when I just heard that, I done forgot about a lot of shit I heard, a lot of bullshit I done heard last week and this week. Like, that kind of clears your mind, cleanses you, man. Y'all get it together out here, man, and stick together, man. Stop hating on each other, man.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, that's what a lot of artists fail to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, shout out to my homie Louis Mills. You know what I'm saying? We out here in VA, and we a team, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got out with homie, like, not even a year ago, man, and we just do everything together. It's all about building. It's all about the brand. If everybody promoting one brand, everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to shine. If you do what you're supposed to do, you ain't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, you failing at the end of the day. You're going to fail if you don't do nothing about the situation you in. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you complaining about you ain't got no food on the table and you ain't got no job, well, get your ass up out there and fill out some applications. What the hell you think going to happen? You ain't going to tell you how to eat. You know,
Listen up, people, that if you're listening right now, you're listening to B. Palmer right now. He's live on Lush Radio Online. I mean, this dude is getting like almost like a million downloads on his mixtape. It's crazy right now, hosted by DJ Ains. You know what I mean? It's crazy right now. I posted a link right now in the chat room. Make sure you go and download it so you can see what the hoo-rah-rah is about. Cameras and Flash and Lights, hosted by DJ Ains, man. Go ahead and download it right now, man. And definitely go check that, man, because it's crazy right now. He got so many things that's definitely up to par. While we're going into it, we got a caller from the 347. We're going to bring them in a quick second. Give everybody out your contact information, your Twitter and all that. Since it is Follow Fridays, put that information out there for us, people.
The Twitter is The Only B. Palmer. You can hit me up on TheOnlyBPalmer.com. You can find me on magbeats.com, and you can hit my Facebook also, facebook.com/TheOnlyBPalmer. That's all you got to do is Google The Only B Palmer, and everything will pop up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I appreciate the love and support from everybody, and let's continue to make it happen because I support everybody also. So.
Definitely, definitely. I'm bringing this caller from the 347. 347, you're live in the building on Let's Radio Online with B Palmer in the building. What's up?
Yo, what up?
What up? Is this cousin?
Yeah, this your cousin. Yeah, this your cousin real quick, right? From Brooklyn, buddy. Right? All right, I just was coming up in here to show you some love, like, real talk. Like, yep. I didn't even hear the whole show. My bad. I'm in transit again, yep. Y'all. Everybody, who we love to show today? My bad. Who we want to show today?
Tonight we got B Palmer. I mean, he's a hot artist right now. He got like over 1 million downloads. He got a hot mixtape hosted by DJ Ames from the UK. I mean, it's crazy right now. He got almost like a crossover record, crossover, you know, in the hip hop genre, but it can also cross over too. And he's definitely a determined young man, very humble. And so, you want to ask him a quick question, real quick, Cuzzo?
All right, Mr. Palmer, that's his name, right? Mr. Palmer, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm well. You from the UK?
No, I'm from VA.
Oh, bad boys. I got it. Listen, so you just, how long, I guess, okay, my question would be, like, how long have you been, like, you got your mixtape out. Hold on, where can I find your mixtape? Let me just start with that.
You can find it on theonlybpalmer.com. I think you just said lustradioonline.com is up for,
yeah.
Up for downloads right now. You can go to either or, you know what I'm saying? Either or and get your download on and just spread the word about it. That's all I ask.
You just, do you go to shows and, you know, perform at different shows, like in VA, New York, like, or you just like?
Yeah. Right now, we're real heavy in the VA market, and actually I'm doing a showcase called Come Up Radio VA. It's on July 2nd, and I'm doing that also, and, you know, I'm just trying to keep working. Anywhere, any events that's happening, I'm there advertising myself with the flyers and everything. So we're just trying to build a name and hope people respect the movement that we have going on. And, you know.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. All right. Well, good luck with that, B. Good luck. I'm definitely going to listen to that joint up here on that Lunch Radio joint and hear what you're dropping and stuff. And I'm all for showing love, so. That's it. You trying to do the positive movement? Go ahead, do your thing, baby, and keep going.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And before I get up off of here, I just want to just give a shout out to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online, yo, you need to take this next level. You need to go head over to LA and do what you need to do, and let's go ahead and get up out of here. I know. I'm saying you need to go ahead and go ahead. We don't have too many people up in here. There are too many people up on here. I'm so serious. I'm not even talking.
Like,
serious. You really need to let's get this trip over to LA and call my people. We need to do all that. We need to get up out of here and do what we gotta do. And keep doing your thing.
Hollywood, here we come. Yeah. We coming to Hollywood. Hey, Cuz, get some of them chicken wings to take with us, Cuz. Oh, get some of them chicken wings to take with us. You know how Brooklyn do.
We definitely gonna have the wings, yo. Definitely
we gotta have them wings.
We gotta have no wings on the flight, son. Hold on, we gotta have somebody shout out Lush Radio. Hold on. Somebody wanna shout out Lush Radio from Brooklyn. Hold on.
Yes, that's the Lush Radio in Brooklyn.
That's what it is.
I'm calling from Brooklyn. What's up?
That's what it yo, is.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
We love Brooklyn.
That's right. All day.
All right,
man.
No, go tell
me. Love y'all to death, man. That's what it is.
All right, y'all. Love
Palmer.
Y'all.
Love you, too. Back to B Palmer, man. Yo, definitely shout out to the whole New York area, the whole tri-state for definitely showing love on Lush Radio Online. B Palmer, man, you know, coming out of the VA area, you got, like, you know, cats like Missy Elliott, you know, Trey Songz, Chris Brown coming out that area. Is it kind of hard to break out as being, like, an MC versus being an R&B singer? How you feel? Or just an artist in general?
I think it doesn't matter what you do, you know what I'm saying? I think as long as you have the right team behind you and you focus on your goals and you focus on doing one thing at a time, not doing a million things at one time, and you're building a name and building your brand, whatever you're doing, it's going to happen for you, regardless if you're an MC or an R&B singer. You can be a saxophonist. If you're out there grinding hard, then everybody's going to be talking about you. You know, everybody's going to be showing you support. You know, and, I mean, we have a lot of great talent in VA, a lot of great talent, but it's just, you know, like everywhere else, it's crabs in the barrel. Nobody want to see nobody get on top because you feel if I'm on top, your pockets ain't going to be like mine. But you shouldn't think like that. You should think, okay, if we all get together, then my pocket's going to be better than it was last year. That's, you got to look forward. You can't look, you know what I'm saying, you can't look sideways, you can't look behind. You got to look forward. You know what I mean? If your pocket's going to be better than it was last year, well, guess what? You better than you was off last year, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's how I look at it. You know, I don't expect everybody to see my views, you know, and I don't expect, you know, as a real artist, I don't expect everybody to like my music, but it's my job to find the people that like my music and overwhelm them with greatness, and that's how I feel about it.
That's a true statement. Guru, you up to bat?
Man, I like what he just said, man, and that's a good philosophy. I mean, I'm you know, that's basically the path I'm on, you know, and I just want to commend him, man. And while we on the subject of the music, I usually give a shout out to producers that our up and coming artists are working with. So why don't you just go ahead and give a shout out to some of the producers that you're working with, man, that's rocking hard body with you, so to speak, man, because we support the engineers and producers on this show too, man. So go ahead and show them some love, B.
Shout out to my engineer Rhythmic, man. We really, really get together when we're in the studio and try to come up with some great product for the people. And, you know, he been with me since I started doing this real serious. So shout out to Rhythmic, man. And shout out to producer S. Original. You know, I really love his style and I really love his beats. And, you know, we just collab on things. And, you know, he got some hot work. You know, S. Original. And Kenneth out of Richmond, I am Kenneth. He does some great work too. You can follow him on KennethNJ on Twitter. And you know, I'm so excited to be on the show, man. I can't even think off the top of my head. You feel me?
All good, man. Look, they're gonna be happy for the shout outs, man. That's how we do around here, man. Family gotta stick together, man. We make sure we give a chance for you to shout out to family around here, man. We know that your team is rocking hard body with you, man. It's a good look. We just appreciate you, man.
Yeah, we definitely do. And just to let you guys know, if you're on Twitter right now, I put the link so you can download the mixtape. It's on Twitter right there. You know, go over there and download that right now at this moment. You know, and make sure you follow B. Palmer right now. He's live on the show. Follow him. Say you heard him on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you support what he got going on because we'll be going ham this whole entire month on everything he got popping right now. So make sure you support this situation right here, man. We ain't playing no games, man. Lush Radio Online, we turned all over there.
And you know what? Y'all going to look real weird when y'all see Palmer all over our timelines and y'all ain't around. It's real. And y'all going to be wondering, how's he getting it off like that? Yo, we locked in our body, man.
They better believe he's plugged in.
Trust me. He's plugged in. It's on.
Mm-hmm.
My words, it's on. The whole team about to feel it.
Yo, we about to be like pound team promo.
We gonna get real creative with his promo too, so watch out.
Watch out right now, man. You better jump on the wave or get washed up right now, man. Okay, so what are some of the, I know you got the hot Miss Winter and everything. That video was hot, it was crazy. You know, tell us some of the videos you want us to check out on YouTube, some of the new things you got going on, man. Let us know what's popping.
Actually, speaking of videos, I just got back the Love Me Long Time video today, so that will be coming out next week. We working on right now the Cameras and Flashing Lights single is Louis Mills featuring me, and we working on that video also. And I'm working on a new EP right now, and I'm just trying to bless people with great music, you know, just trying to trying to keep working and keep getting out there and keep spreading the name. I mean, that's all I can do is work and pray and pray that God give me an opportunity to make a living off what I love to do.
Definitely, definitely. When I first talked to B. Palmer, man, I was like, you know, he ain't come off like, yo, Shelly, you know what I'm saying? He just came out like a real respectful, humble businessman. So I salute him for that and being a wonderful Palmer, wonderful, you know what I'm saying, father and everything like that. And also on top of that, let me reiterate to y'all people out there, they don't have this in the history books. They don't have it in the African-American studies, but it is evident. This is Juneteenth. This is the June 19th when the Texas actually released the last remaining slaves from slavery, and it all came about from the Emancipation Proclamation. So I want you to go out there and make sure you pass it on to your children. Juneteenth. Juneteenth. History lesson on Lush Radio Online. Holla at me. But back to B. Palmer.
Thank you for that, Lush, making our people aware. That's the real public service announcement that we really need it. And A lot of people ain't know.
I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
We's free.
Mm-hmm.
We's free.
And I think all the black men should honor that by staying free. You feel me?
Yeah,
get out there and do some positive things. You know what I mean? I know you got to do what you got to do for your family, but at the end of the day, you can't do nothing for them behind bars. You feel me?
Definitely, man. And just to let y'all know, man, they ain't trying to, and Texas is actually trying to buy up and kind of like push away the whole situation with slavery to the side right now in the history books. So we got to really try to petition that, man. Juneteenth is really actually the African Americans. Actually, Independence Day. So I need you guys to go out there and celebrate that, pass that along to your children. If you didn't know, on the 19th of June, every 19th of June, it was the last day that the Texans released the last bit of the slaves out there, man. So make sure you remember that, keep that in your head, pass that knowledge on to the next man, because people need to know. Don't be silent, man. Break the silence, man. That's Radio Online, man. We live with B. Palmer with his fine chocolate self representing the VA area. He a father and everything, man. Shout out to him, man. He live in the building. All that's Radio Online. We got some callers. Callers, make sure y'all get ready. Go ahead and ask some questions to my man, B. Palmer. And, man, and after that, we're going to talk about this Celtics and Lakers game because I think I got some issues about it. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So go ahead and we got our boy Bugsy from the Boston area. Bugsy, you got a question for B. Palmer Pimpin'?
Yeah, it was good. Salute to everybody on the show, man, all the listeners, man.
Bugsy.
It was good, man. I was going to ask, man, what you got lined up, but they already told me. You know what I mean? I was just listening when you were talking. So, I mean, ain't no need to ask that, man. But just say salute, man. Keep rocking how you rock. Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, one brother to another, man. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Just stay positive out there. Stay positive. Get money. You know what I'm saying? And like Tom Trump says, stay positive. Get money. And take care of what you got to take care of, man. Because at the end of the day, nobody want to see you succeed. So, when you take care of your business like you're supposed to take care of your business, you know, everybody will look at you as a leader, you know what I mean? And everybody, hopefully everybody will follow your footsteps, you like other black men or, you black? Oh, yeah. All right, I'm just saying, I ain't want to throw that out there, you want black, you know what I'm saying? But, you like other black, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's all we can do, man. Yeah. You already know.
I'm
co-signing that.
I ain't want to say black. You know what I mean? So, You know, that was disrespectful to him if he wasn't, you know what I mean?
Hey. Right. Hey, he might have been a white guy and thought he was black shoe. You know, you found something like that.
Hey, you know they be changing that with days, man.
You know, Michael Jackson said, I'm black, I'm white, I don't know who I really am. But anyway, no. we got another caller from the 347 live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We're live with B. Palmer. You got a question for B. Palmer, 347?
Hello?
Hello, what's up, 347? What's poppin'?
What's up? What is this?
What's your name and where you calling from, boo?
My name's C-Class. I'm calling from Brownsville, Brooklyn. You know?
Okay, that's
what's
up.
I was trying to catch what's going on. I came in a little late.
Thanks for calling in. That's my man I was speaking about earlier, Les. He probably get down with this promo, too. But I told him we're going to have my man on the line right now. And he called in as a guest. So, you know, tell him what's popping, man.
Man, I'm C-Class, from Brooklyn. Got the mixtape coming out.
Hold on, man. You got to ask a question to B. Palmer. He is the artist on the spotlight right now. So you got to ask him a question, and you can shout out yourself,
I'm really
man.
Not
all
familiar right? with him, but I don't really hear too much about him. But, you know, what you got going on? I tuned in late, so, you know, I don't even know who was up there, but now I know a dude named B. Palmer.
It's B. Palmer for VA. He's for VA, man.
VA?
And we holding him down on the promotion.
What's going on, Chief, man? What's going on, homie? I mean, right now, you know what I'm saying, I got the mixtape out with DJ Ames called Cameras with Flashing Lights. You know, I got a single pushing called Love Me Long Time. It's kind of like a pop crossover record, man. And, you know, I'm just trying to do some different music, man. You know, I'm just trying to support everybody who's supporting me. You know what I'm saying? If you out there trying to get it how you get it and live your dream, man, I support you too. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Oh, now, I'm familiar a little bit with you. We on the same show, the other show, the Good Time Show. I've been seeing up there the Vote thing. I think your song's up there too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you linked in like that. That means he linked in. You need to get with us too, man. Follow B. Palmer right now.
Yeah, make sure you follow him. B. Palmer, put that Twitter information out there again for the people and stuff. Put that Twitter info out.
The Twitter is twitter.com/ the only B. Palmer. You know what I'm saying? Yo, just holler at me, fam. You know what I mean? You know, whatever you got going on, man, I support you, dog. Because if you're out there doing positive things, that's what we need, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah, C-Class, just wanted to give you an idea who we had on tonight, man, so you can show our guests some love, my man. That's how we do it.
That's what it is. Stay on the line with us. We're going to give you a second for you to go ahead and give your shout-outs about your mixtape and all that in a second. Well, we got our beautiful and lovely Ebonisha live from the Cali area. What's up, Ebony? What's good?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Ebony.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, B. Palmer?
I'm good. You sound real happy over there. You know what I'm saying? You sound like today is a beautiful day.
You know, I haven't talked to my peoples, you know, Guru and Lush, you know, in quite a time. You know, I used to be on the show on Fridays, but now I'm on Wednesdays. So you can call in on Wednesdays and, you know, have a conversation with us, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That Wednesday.
It's a date.
You feel me? It's a date.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you, because I want to just basically say, you know, hello to Lush and Guru, love y'all, and I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to know what type of things, I'm always asking our guests, like, what are they doing as far as community services, what are they doing as far as, like, helping out the kids or giving back to the community, so are you involved in any activities of that nature?
To be honest, no, not as of yet, but I plan on to, you know what I'm saying? Right now they're building a new Boys and Girls Club right around the street from my house, and I really want to show the kids around here because, you know, I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia, you know, it's a small city, but everybody's influenced by what's going on in the hip-hop world. That's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you got kids out here trying to be, you know, I mean, no disrespect to Waka Flocka, but you got kids out here trying to be Waka Flocka. You know what I'm saying? You got kids out here you know what I'm saying, shooting each other and really not knowing what they're doing, not knowing
right.
that they just, you know what I'm saying, that they just took somebody's life or they out there, you know what I'm saying, selling drugs, not really, they thinking it's cool, not knowing the consequences that go behind it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's why I try to keep my music positive, you know, that's why I'm not, you know, I don't even, you know, try to curse on my music because I want to show people, you know, you can really do something different. You don't have to follow the trend of what's going on. You just be yourself and be who you are, and people respect you because this is you. You're not an imitation of somebody else.
Well, you know, artistry is a craft. So going into the Boys and Girls Club and speaking to them about, you know, being lyricists, MCs, rappers, battle rappers, or even poets. That's something that
yeah,
you can go in
there
and touch bases on.
You're right. And, you know what I'm saying, like, nobody ever asked me that question. I haven't, you know what I'm saying, I haven't really got involved, you know, in doing stuff with the community. I mean, you know, I just haven't at the time, you know what I'm saying, and I should be doing more, you know what I'm saying. It's just, that's what
should.
It is.
The children are our future, so we all should, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I got another question for you, D. Can you kind of like shout out some of the producers you're working with right now or some of the producers you want to work with later on in the future?
The producer I'm working with now, as I said, S-Dot Original, Kim is from DA, Young Hot Producers over there in UK. Let me think. The producers I would like to work with, a whole lot of them. It's too many, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the biggest one, I would love to work with Will.i.am, you know what I'm saying? Because
oh, wow.
That's number one hit record, you know?
I can definitely see you working with him because I think he's kind of what match your style that you got going on, especially with the crossover stuff. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's a dream, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully one day we get to work together and crank out that number one hit record that you hear on the top 40 all the time, and I'm getting that publishing bread. That's all I need.
Well, that's definitely what it is. We got a caller on the block number. Is this Kiki live with us in the
yes,
building?
Yes,
Kiki?
What's up?
Well, this is
How's
Kiki.
Everybody?
This is one of our beautiful models out there in the New York area. There. She's looking hot, hot like fire.
Wow. How you doing? Happy Father's Day to the fathers on the line and the mothers.
Thank you.
I'm one of
thank
them.
You. Thank you.
man. Kiki, you got a question for B. Palmer?
I ain't been on the line that long. How you doing?
So she's like, nah, I ain't really got no question for him. I'm just calling for love and Google.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on the line right now. Let's always put somebody on blast.
got you. That's what you get. That's what you get. You probably sitting around. Let me call the show real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Kiki, you know I love you, man. Stop playing, man.
Nice to meet
you, know,
Palmer.
Yeah, I mean, B Palmer is a hot artist out of the VA area, man. He got like almost a million downloads on his mixtape. He working with DJ Ainge from the UK. His mixtape is actually popular right now. He's getting crazy radio spins. He always doing, you know, hot videos and stuff. So he always needs different models and stuff in his joint. So, I mean, he's doing it right now. We definitely saluting him as, you know, the artist of the month on Lush Radio Online. And he's definitely kind of like a crossover artist. So we definitely feeling what he's doing. So we definitely support him live on Lush Radio Online tonight. So.
Oh, that's what's up. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the best.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Why you on delay mode? I bet said that. You take a mile on to say thank you.
Huh?
Kiki, stop trying to fight people and stuff on the show. Don't let me fight you.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Friday.
No.
I said that's how we do
but,
on Friday.
If Kiki want to fight, go to follow
Kiki
Cool 100.
Kiki want to fight. But B. Palmer, you're doing your thing. I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing, man. And also on top of that, tell us, are there some things that you want to do later on? You want to get into some kind of like acting or anything like that? You know, different things besides just the music.
What I really want to do is, you know, like show. I really want to do a documentary on myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, to be honest, I know I'm at the point where really, you people be like a documentary, but I really want to show where I'm from, and you know, because I'm from the country. You know what I'm saying? I'm a country dude. You know what I mean? I grew up in the country in VA. So, you know, a lot of people really don't know anything about the country and how people live and, you know, how people, everybody know everybody and how everybody, you know, in the country, like, they're inspired by one another and how close everybody is like a family. It is just an inspiration and just a peaceful nature to be in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I really want to do something like that and bring that to the forefront. Well, other than that, yeah, I mean, I could do a few movies, get my Will Smith on, you know what I'm saying, you know. I mean, I can, you know what I'm saying. Oh, you know, shoot, you know. I mean, I love acting. I mean, that's what I had a dream of doing before I even, you know, started doing music, you know what I'm saying. That's what I do. So I'm an all-around guy. I'm a jack-of-all-trades, so.
Definitely.
So
just one more thing.
Huh?
What'd you say, Kiki?
I asked him that he a country boy, so he cuts that country food and all that, so.
Yeah, look, you get your blackened catfish with some mild sauce on top of that. You get some country fried shrimp on top of that, you know what I mean? Some macaroni cheese, some greens, and you get some cornbread or some biscuits, how you want it, you know what I mean?
What?
You know what I mean? Get your one
Dang,
drink
I'm calling
ticket
BA.
Over here now.
BA, here I come.
We on the way today.
We eat good. That's
you
crazy because y'all
don't
even
got. You me like that. You gonna have an unwelcome house guest. I ain't leaving.
Yo, look, it's delicious down here. That's all I gotta say. It's delicious.
Wow,
so.
You said it's delicious down there, man. That sounds real seductive. But that's on another note. We gonna go to town. We're gonna go to town. Starships. Smelly prize. Smelly rise.
Everybody there? What happened?
What happened? Wait, I'm like, hold up. She was talking and it just went quiet.
Ain't nobody in on the. Well, welcome
let me
to Lush Radio Online.
Exactly.
Look, we got to
we
gotta be the co host.
I don't know what happened to Lush.
Yo,
we
right now.
Hold it down till she get back.
Yeah, we holding it down. You know, we got B Palmer on the line. You know what I'm saying? We got, what's your name again? I'm sorry, sweetheart.
I'm Kiki, straight stuntin' model. Hey, holla at me. Get on me on Facebook. Holla at me on MySpace at MySpace.com. Always talked about. Call us in.
Yep, get calling with your question.
Back on the line. Technical difficulties. I'm back on the line.
We had
y'all had an interesting conversation while I was gone. But
we are co-hosting. We just telling them to call us up and stuff.
Yo, but back to what I was saying, yo, Starship Smelly Fries was saying that he's feeling your music right now, and he said he's currently checking out the mixtape, you know, and he definitely likes what you got going on.
Tell him I say I appreciate it, bro. I really, really appreciate it. Just spread the word, and, you know, any way I can support you, let me know.
Definitely, that's what it is, man, so... Shout out to the whole VA area and stuff like that, man. B Palmer, we definitely salute you. We definitely like what you got going on. We about to go ham on the whole mixtape, you know what I'm saying, and definitely support what you got going on. Shout out to DJ Ames, too, man, because that's definitely Lush Radio family right there. So we definitely love him, too. Shout out to DJ Ames, for real.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Real good people, you know what I'm saying. He really helped me with the promo for this mixtape a lot. Like, you know, for the first day, it was like 10,000 downloads. So he really, really helped me a lot, you know, and I salute him because he, you know, he's really helping independent artists get to where they need to be, just like Lush Radio Online.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And you know what? Right now, like I said, man, make sure you download the mixtape. We got it right now on my timeline. I know Google's going to have it on his timeline. It's right there in the chat room. Make sure you support it ASAP right now. Make sure you follow B. Palmer. And I just want to say, you everybody got final thoughts for B. Palmer real quick. Guru, you got some final thoughts for B. Palmer?
No, actually, I want to say, man, I enjoyed the interview. We're going to light you up with the promo, man. I just want to say welcome aboard. We appreciate you supporting us. And by all means, feel free to follow any of the team members that start retweeting for you, man. Because, matter of fact, all you got to do is go start checking your tweets that have been retweeted, and you're going to see us in full effect, man. And just keep your eyes open for us, man. I tell you who to follow. The team is strong. We got you, man.
Oh,
we appreciate
I'm
it, bro.
Get at y'all with some promos, you know what I'm saying, because y'all do it heavy, you know what I'm saying. And I watch y'all, so I'm definitely getting with y'all, and hopefully we can build a strong relationship, you know. And we just keep it moving just like that.
We trying to show the world, man. We global, man. We're not local, man. We off the porch. We've been off the porch, actually. That's why it's global. It's a global.
It's a global movement, definitely, man. Bugs, you got some final thoughts for B. Palmer?
Oh, shit, man. Like I said, just keep doing what you do, man. Don't stop, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, no doubt, homie. You know what I'm saying? You keep doing the same, you know what I mean? And don't worry about what nobody else think, man. You know, take care of your family if you got one, and take care of yourself, bro. Almost death, you already know.
That's what it is. Kiki, you got some final thoughts for B. Palmer, Kiki?
I mean, I wish him all the success in the world. I mean, you know, don't forget about Lush Online when you really, you know, blow up, come back and talk to us and stuff.
Oh, no. How can I forget about CEO Lushy and the famous Kiki? So Kiki, you better follow me, girl. I want to see what you look like, because I'm going to need some models for the video. So you talking good game. Let me see what them lips look like. You feel me?
Right,
so, you know.
Go on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Kiki Kennedy. It's spelled KIKICANADY. MySpace is myspace.com/alwaysfuckedabout. You hit my Gmail. I could email you some pictures. It's mosttalkedabout@gmail.com.
Hold on, where's the Twitter?
You know, she wanted the Facebook, you know what I'm saying, cat. So, you know, she stays on Facebook hard body, but it's all good because we're going to work on that also. But, like, she's part of Lush Girls International. We got all the girls, you know what I'm saying? She's part of New York area girls. We got girls from all over, so we definitely got it popping, man. And we got the Lush Radio Girls shirts. It's about to be retarded. So when you ready for that music video, we got the girls on deck, man. Holla at us.
Y'all trying to put me on blast, so I'm not having Twitter. I'm going to get one.
I'll check you out on the Facebook. I'll make sure I hit you on the Facebook. You know, also get at me. It's Facebook.com/TheOnlyBPalmer. And you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure you stay connected and let's build a relationship. You know what I mean? That's how it goes.
Right now, I'm about to send you a phone.
You better send me one right now. Right now.
Oh,
but I appreciate y'all's support, man. You know, it means the world to me. You know,
man, and salute, happy Father's Day, and all that, man. We definitely love you, man, and we want you to keep doing what you're doing. Lush Radio got you. We're gonna keep on, you know, going ham with that, man. We salute what you got going on, man, for real.
Yeah, I thank y'all. You know, and it's time for y'all to, you know, go ahead and talk about what y'all are going to talk about. Like you said, something y'all are going to talk about after me. I'm going to stay around and listen. I'm going to log on to Lush Radio Online. I'm about to pick the little man up, spend some time, and I'm going to listen to y'all while I'm doing that. And once again, I thank you, Guru. Thank you, CEO Lushy Lips. Thank you, Kiki. Kiki, I better see a friend request on Facebook in the next 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I appreciate all y'all, and that's what it is.
Real quick, before you go, man, tell us your verdict on the Celtics and Lakers game.
I don't care about that shit. I was a Cavaliers fan. I don't
care about the Celtics and the Lakers. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, you know, Kobe got another one or whatever,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's time for LeBron James. It's time for King James to get one, you know what I'm saying, and that's what I'm hoping for next year. I don't really care about nobody else.
Okay,
so,
that's what it is. That's what it is. Salute, B. Palmer. That's what it is. Appreciate it.
All right, now.
Yeah, B. Palmer live in the building on Let's Radio Online right now. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely employ everybody to go follow him right now on Twitter, support what he got going on, man. It's crazy right now. We got our girl, Kiki live in the building. We got Bugsy in the building. We had Guru in the building, man. It's Friday, and it's also Juneteenth. You know, this is the last time when Texas released the last bit of slaves from the Emancipation Proclamation. This is our Independence Day, man. So make sure you pass that on, man. For real, if you didn't know, we're going to let you know on Let's Radio Online. Juneteenth, man. Make sure you know. Also, on top of that, man, real quick, we're going to discuss about this Celtics and the Lakers, man. I think it was kind of rigged. Did they pay for that game? That's what I want to know. Why didn't the Celtics win? I have a problem with that because I was rooting for the Celtics. You know why? Because I'm tired of Kobe winning. I'm tired of y'all. The Celtics need to have that. They was busting their eye, and what's up with that referee not calling plays? Talk about it. Let's speak about it real quick.
Who first?
What y'all think?
Oh, yeah,
talk it. Who's first? Because I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Who's first?
You don't want me to go first, man.
Nah,
you go.
I'm going
to
go first.
Boston in the building. Go ahead, Buzzy.
If you ask me, that's much bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to see how they're hungry, man. You know what I mean? But, like, for the last 3-4 games, man, the refs was getting real, real itchy on the Boston team. You know what I mean? My dudes had Texas. They kept their composure. You know what I mean? They were just trying to egg them on and make them come out. They wanted to see that Boston character on the field and see a nigga get swashed on his face and just knocked to the floor so he can get kicked out of fine or something. You know what I mean? But they was trying to egg them on real bad, man. The refs need a new job. They need to stop it, give it up, something.
Kiki, how you feel about that, Kiki?
I'm just pissed off because I know damn well that shit was rigged. I know, listen, because there was too much charging and shit going on. You know, if they was in New York, it would have been a damn fight on that damn court. That's
yeah, it was. It would have been.
They should not have won that shit. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't give a damn. Fuck all the fakers and the faker fans. I was not rooting for the damn fakers at all. And Buzzy, I know you wasn't on this damn line and ain't say what's up to me.
I did. I said you ain't had no Twitter. I was trying to get to you, but, you know, you was
trying. Oh,
that
was you trying to blow me up?
Okay. Nah, I wasn't trying, but, I mean, you know, that was me, yeah.
You real disrespectful. Real disrespectful. You ain't real, Buzzy. You real disrespectful.
Don't fight, Zach.
I'm trying to get you on
Twitter.
I'm trying to get you on Twitter.
Why you ain't shut it up for me? Since you just got your Facebook now, you think you big man.
I'm saying, you like, I got like 3 friends. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm making it. You know what I'm saying? I got you, Lush. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing.
You like 50% complete with your pain.
Guru, what you think about the game, Guru?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell y'all from a basketball fan, basketball standpoint, what I predicted was that the Boston was going to give out of gas at the end, man. They got beat down. I told people to watch out for Gasol, Kobe, and my man over there, Fisher.
You talking about Fidel?
Yeah, Fisher. I mean, that's who killed it for him, yo. I mean, neither one of them is my team, but I just knew what was going to happen because, you know, my IQ for basketball is very high, you know, so I just analyze the game. I don't just watch them make hoops and crowd cheer. I really study the game, so... You know, it came down to what I said. Watch out for Gasol. They was trying to get the ball, and the rebounds killed them, man. Y'all know what it is. They out-rebounded the Boston Celtics, yo.
Whole series.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't win the game if you don't rebound, yo. The ball belongs, whoever had the ball most wins, man. You already know. Same thing with football. You know, I already know.
I like your point of view on this, man.
Hey, man, hey.
Next time is a basketball game on, I'm going to call you so you can tell me what team going with so I don't lose no damn money, okay?
Kiki, yeah, me and you could talk, man. We have to parlay that, though. Parlay, man. Don't play with me. I like money.
Yo, the crazy thing about it is sad because everybody really thought that Celtics had a chance. That nobody can tell me that shit wasn't rigged. It had to be rigged because it just ain't make sense. It was crazy. Ain't make no sense at all.
Once I found out it was going 7 games, man, I knew it was all about breaking in the big dose, man. You know what I mean? Filling them seats. Because that wasn't supposed to go 7. I mean, they both good teams, yes, but that wasn't supposed to go 7 games. If it went 7, that's just breaking in the dough. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it was all about that money, man.
Yeah, it was a money game. It was definitely a money game. And, yo, you know, it is what it is. Shout out to the bandwagon jumpers. Y'all just jump on bandwagons. Because it's Kobe on there, but y'all need to be real. Y'all know the Celtics should have had one. Stop faking. For real. But on to another subject, okay? On to the next thing. The next thing is, before we go into some music, is this is my ghetto review on Let's Radio Online. The ghetto review is about Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith, okay? Y'all heard the whole movie, The Anticipation. Jackie Chang, you know, Jaden Smith, the whole Karate Kid situation, hot, hot movie, man. I implore everybody, whether they have children, whether it's just themselves, to go out there and support that little African-American young brother, because he is so great in this movie. I mean, if you watch the movie, sometimes you felt like that was your child in the situation. It was a great movie. Your girl from Hustle and Flow was in the movie. Jackie Chan was in the movie. For him to do his first debut movie by himself, he did an excellent job. Jada and Will should be excellent and proud of themselves, for real. Every movie theater, standing ovations for this boy. It was so engaging. The only thing, my problem was the beginning of the movie didn't really make sense to me. All of a sudden, you a black kid, you move from the ghetto going to China, don't make no sense. But the movie was hot. So make sure everybody go show and support that movie, man. It's a hot movie, man. And, you know, I didn't go watch 18 because you know why I didn't go watch 18? Because I don't like how they did Mr. T, man. Dude don't look like Mr. T. Nobody can play that, you know. So I don't really think that, you know, I'm going to go watch it. I might bootleg it, though, but that's just me. And that's the ghetto review on Let's Radio Online. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Shout out to the bootleggers. I'll holler at you tomorrow. For real. Definitely, man. And we live on Let's Radio Online, man. We need to know what's popping and what's going on out there in the different states. But we're going to go to some quick music and we're going to come back, man. Because we're going to get into our segment of Get the Fuck Out of Here. Because you know what? There's some people out here that really need to get the fuck out of here with that random shit. For real. So we're going to go to some music and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online talking about some different things, man.
What up? Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bad gal edition. See them gal that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The wall of them a beat. Body smoking, cigarette. Shit nice, figure it. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out on them, Jamaican tip. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new bins, the color of a bacon pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian shit. Got this young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. No Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Bobby. Man, I've enough gal in a bungle.
Tell me what you want, yeah. Put me on the road, yeah. Yeah, give me the prices. With me, everything that my life. Yeah, we just want to be one, yeah. Put me thing all around, yeah. Yeah, you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Like a fat boy, funny boy, room, 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 room. Girl, funny back and say, boom, 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 boom. Give me back a one night, the bottom, boom, boom. But if I'm back, then ask me, I get my boom, boom. See if they want to touch you. I move first, she wants to dance you. She's a boy, but more, but still she grown. And see if it wants to play, who got me, what me, who I am. Put me on the right around, yeah. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Yeah, me just want to be one.
seen in my life. Like a bug bite, bunny roll, boom. Y'all bunny bag and see a boom. Bunny bag and one night, if I go boom. But a rap and tell me I'm going to walk my boom. She's the boot of control. I'm going to find out she wants to dance to her. As it's a more fun, more fun, still she grown. I'll still be fancy, but I'm going to be more. Put me things out there, oh yeah. Y'all don't give me the tightest world we ever get seen in my life. Y'all need to swap it all, yo. Put me arms right down, oh yeah. Y'all don't give me the tightest world we ever get seen in my life. Y'all need one bit of squeeze, yo. Put me thing right down, yo. Y'all don't give me the tightest world we ever.
Yo, this is Speech from Arrested Development, and you're in the mix with African United DJs, also known as AU DJs.
Yo, what's going good with you, man? This your boy, Money Matt, with Stop Beef from Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just got a fish.
This your boy, DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
I know what it is. We're worldwide, international, Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole New York area, tri-state area, man. We here. Just to let y'all know, man, if you want information on Coast to Coast mixtape sponsorship, you want to get a booth at their event going down in August, all y'all got to do is email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com and get the information on the convention that's going down in Miami. It's down in Miami. Everybody and their mother's going to be there. Hopefully we can send a couple of our Lush Radio Girls International down there that are in the Florida area to go out there and do their 1-2. But it's crazy right now, man. And also we got the Lush Radio Girls shirts going on. You know what I mean? So ladies, holla at us, CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com or FutureGuru100@gmail.com. And we definitely got that whole promotional situation going on for y'all, man. Let's support realness, man. It's 2010. If you ain't getting money, then I feel sorry for you, man. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Flipstar out there. Flip Mode was good. Holla. Guru, man, tell us what's popping out there in the Jersey area. Anything popping out tonight? Any clubs people need to be at?
Yeah, it's a lot of clubs open tonight. But I definitely want to shout out one in particular because that's where we're trying to get it at. And we will be getting it at www.theatmosphereLounge.com. So that's what y'all need to be checking out. And if you really want to do an event there, I'm plugged in with the owner, so let's make it happen. You could come, you could talk to me, hit me up on Twitter, and I can make it happen. Y'all know how I do. It's nothing. So all you gotta do is get your money up, and she'll be willing to let you host an event there. It's a great place. It's a great food there, and it's a lot going on in that club, so you can just tell by the website, and I will repeat it, www.theatmosphereLounge.com. And while we're on the line, I want to shout out one of our Lush girls and one of our spokesmodel, Niagara Falls on Twitter, and she got her website popping, MissNiagaraFalls.com. That's MissNiagaraFalls.com. And, you know, she's rocking with us. And, like, you know, she really took her website to the next level, y'all. So support it. If we really dealing with people that's taking care of their business, that's is we want to help them with their presentation. If somebody's taking initiative to step their game up, we support that 100%. Because guess what? If you look good, we look good. If we don't want you to look bad, and we don't want to promote nothing that looks bad, and that's basically how we do it over here at LushRadioOnline.com. Hit us up on Twitter. My Twitter is FutureGuru100 at FutureGuru100. You already know.
Definitely. And I definitely want to once again shout out all the fathers out there that's doing their 1-2, taking care of their kids, and even kids that's not even their kids. Salute to y'all, salute to the mothers and everybody that's doing their 1-2. And there's also an event going on in the DMV area. If you're in the area, it's for children. It's sponsored by Genius Music. It's on U Street. You want to get more information, log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Look in the blog section, and you'll see the flyer for the information. And Also, on top of that, like I said, Coast to Coast DJs, they're doing their convention in Miami August 27th to the 29th. Make sure you log in and check that situation out. It's going to be popping. But you know what time it is, the time that everybody waits for. It's the time when we tell cats to get the fuck out of here, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of cats, you know, that do whack stuff. A lot of cats that just, you know, try to act like they herbs or play games, and really they skirts. But you know what? If you a skirt, and if you try to play games, or you try to do some sidewinder and stuff, you try to play cats for their money, get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. Kiki, you want to go ahead and get them?
Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. Y'all got to give me 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, man.
While Kiki's doing her shit, go ahead and get them, Bugsy.
Yep. Basically, I'm just going to keep it straight to the point, man. For all y'all motherfuckers that was rooting for that bum-ass team last night, the whole series, man, you ain't mean it. Just talking that shit about the Celtics, man. I just get the fuck out of here, man. See you next year.
Definitely. Real talk, I second that one. Guru, get them.
You... I just want to say one thing. I got a big one. For all you people out there that ain't handling your business with your kids and you calling yourself fathers, you know what it is. Get the fuck out of here. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man. Hey, love yourself and love your children, man. Put God first, man. Don't do nothing whack, man. You still got time to get it together, man.
Definitely, man.
Do the right thing
out there. Do the right thing. Definitely got time to make a second chance, man.
You got time.
For real, because these kids.
It's okay. We've been
here. These kids need fathers in their lives, man. We tired of seeing all these hoodlums around here. We already know these children coming from broken homes already. And our men, please, man, the system is designed for us to get locked up. Please, men, please. I don't want y'all to go to jail no more. You understand? Too many mothers out here is sitting here taking care of your kids with no father. You know what I mean? Y'all cats doing biz. I understand that. But listen, it's another way. So I really employ all you guys to definitely stay out of jail, man. Father's Day, spend time with your kid. Support them and be that father that they need. They don't need a friend. They need a father. And make sure you guys do what you got to do, man. Pay that child support, man. Word up. If you ain't paying your child support, if you ain't taking care of your kid, if you ain't doing it, man, get the fuck out of here for real. Kiki, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Go ahead and get them, man. Tell them why they get the fuck out of here.
Mommy thing, you know, the single parent thing. You know, I have to, about to whip ass up in the house in a minute.
Oh, boy.
They just listen. See, this is what happens when you're a single parent. Happy Father's Day to me, damn it.
Happy Father's Day. Hey, day's Mother's Day for a single mother.
Oh, we're doing it. Get the fuck out of here, right? Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. All the females that's out here walking around with ashy-ass feet and all that shit with sandals on, get the fuck out of here with that shit. All y'all men out here, y'all ain't even men, y'all little boys that got y'all damn pants sagging down to y'all knees. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to give a shout-out to all the Debbies. Happy Debbie Day, because, you know, those going to be the ones that's not spending Father's Day with their kids, but they're going to have a drink for their kids.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
She going in.
She going in hard body. Y'all better not fuck with Kiki.
I'm just saying.
Tell y'all has to get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here with that.
Mm.
Yo. And also, shout out to all them stalkers out there, yo. Y'all stalkers that be calling my phone like 50 million times and be on my Yahoo Messenger and all that, man. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Get a life, man. Get a fucking life or give me some money for my time.
Damn, yeah. You want to see less on Yahoo Messenger? That costs. That shit ain't free. That shit ain't free.
Say Wi-Fi.
I'm on Yahoo shit. Pay me. hey girls, I'm logging Yahoo. Damn up. Camming up for free.
For real.
Wow.
Who's camming up so you can see my face for free, man? Get out of here, man.
Ooh.
For real.
And they know they want to entertained. They want to be entertained. Are you not entertained?
Oh,
yo, just get the fuck out of here. Friday's calling right now. We got a little bit of minutes left on the clock, man. If you want to hurry up and get the fuck out of here, hurry up real quick. Call up from the 347-259. Holla at us, man. Tell us, man.
Yo.
We need to get the fuck out of here. 347.
Yo, I got like three get the fuck out of here, man. My first get the fuck out of here is J Mills, who got Herb that SOBs. Like, he said he didn't want to start no fight because his mom and his love, and the dude pointed him in his face and told him, I don't give a fuck where you from. I'm from the Bronx. J Mills, get the fuck out of here, B. If anybody points in my face, I'm going to have to duck the dude. Second get the fuck out of here is Young Bird. This dude gets slapped up, and when he gets slapped up, he goes on the blogs, and when he gets robbed or whatever, he tells, shows his fake ice and tells people he didn't get robbed. Nobody punch him in his face. All this bullshit. Young Berg, everybody know you're a Herb. You're known for that. Get the fuck out of here, B. Another thing, it's like 120 degrees outside, and it's like all year round these girls wear leggings and Uggs.
Oh, no.
You wear leggings and Uggs in the cold. Your coochie's cold. When it's hot, I know it's funky. And then your feet stink. Get the fuck out of here, yo. Like, seriously.
He went in, huh? He went home.
I got it. Yo, it's cut cash, yo. Yo, Lush, yo. I can't wait to chop it up with you, man. Go hold it down, yo. Word up. Call me with this gangster, man. That's it, yo.
That show is hilarious, man. Yo, y'all got some last get the fuck out of here before we wrap it up and move on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one. Listen, I'm talking to the youth right now. If you were supposed to graduate this year and you dropped out, get the fuck out of here. Go back to school.
Sure, talk.
Hold up.
Oh, shit.
Yo, no bullshit on that one. Like, real talk, a lot of y'all cash, you know, y'all supposed to graduate. But y'all was sitting there sleeping in class all day long. Get the fuck out of here, because you knew better than that, man. Get out of here. You know what I mean? Get out of here. And if you ain't going to go back to school, if you ain't going to go and take night school, man, get a GED, man. Get a GED. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get something, man. Do something with yourself. Real talk, because the
motivators, man. Yeah, we got a motivator, man. You know they slow pokes, man. We can't rock with you slow pokes too long. Just catch up, man. My word to catch up.
Oh. Yo.
Catch up, man.
What happened?
Yo, word up, yo. If you don't know how to cook and you had the nerve, you got the nerve to try to give me something that got a whole bunch of salt in it, trying to give me freaking a heart attack, get the fuck out of here. Stop lying and saying you can cook, son. Word up. Give it up.
Sure.
Fuck out of here. Stop trying to kill niggas.
Pancakes with salt, huh? Nigga made you pancakes with salt on them. That ain't right. Pancakes with salt. Who does that? Who does that?
Let's know.
That ain't perfect. Oh. Somebody getting fucked.
The pancakes with salt on them.
Put salt on pancakes, you non-cooking ass nigga.
Fuck out of here for that shit. Oh, yo, and shout out to all them chicks with they joint that smell like some hot cheese and shit down there, man. Smell like a whole can of like whoop ass in there, yo.
Whoa,
word up.
Whoa, what you putting on black?
Man, if you don't dish it, if you don't clean it, maybe you got an infection, man. But don't ask nobody to go down there when your shit stink, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Real.
That's some nasty shit.
Yeah, that
yo,
is.
Fuck out of here, yo. And get the fuck out of here with y'all guys, with y'all salty balls.
Whoa.
And y'all want.
Hey,
salty ball, rotating ass.
I got to give the guys advice on that. Just cut it close. It's summertime. Cut it close.
Yeah, yo, what's up with you? Yo, get the fuck out of here when you got to. A jungle on your thing, man, down there. Like, you a dude, man. Like, it's getting hot, you know what I'm saying? The smell, the aroma, the urine, all that, man. Cut that joint down, man. If you got a jungle on your stuff, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
I love that.
Word
right.
up. Get a weave on that.
Stop the jungle love, guys. There's no such thing as jungle love. No such thing.
Yo, what up? Yo, I think Castro got some
love. There's no such thing as jungle love, guys. You got just yo. I'm just schooling it right now. You don't get no love. There's no such thing as jungle love.
Word up. And on top of that, yo, get the fuck out. Yo, back in the mating season when you was, like, you know what I'm saying, back in the beginning of time,
yo.
When they ain't deodorant, yo. But word up, man, it's hot, it's summertime. If you ain't rocking no deodorant, get the fuck out of here, man. I don't want to smell it. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo. Everybody, listen to the Lush. Listen to the Lush on the phone and on the joint.
Somebody. Hey, yo, okay. You got something to say?
Yeah, yo, I forgot about this one, man. This is like a big get the fuck out of here. Hey, yo, my man, I live on like the 23rd floor, right? And I'm hearing your conversation about Michael Jordan back in the day, how he used to do the left hand on Mike Johnson. I leave my crib at something like 8 in the morning. I come back. You still on that same bench talking about Michael Jordan? My man, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, go get a job or something. Go pick trees or something. Go on a boat ride. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, how you 30-something talking about you holding down your block, keeping it real? Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. That's it, man. It's Cut Castro, man. I got a lot to get the fuck out of here, you know? I got a whole lot, you know what I mean? If you smoking weed with your newborn in your hand, and it's like 2 in the morning, get the fuck out of here. Like, come on, man. You ain't supposed to be out here 2 in the morning smoking weed. Who cares, you know?
Oh,
man. I'm out of here, though, man. It's Cut Castro.
I got one more, Lush.
Somebody, whoever's listening to me on the radio needs to turn it down because
yeah,
you're getting
that
beat.
Background noise, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody was listening to me on the radio and on the joint. That's real love right there, though. But you still giving me feedback.
That's a 2-for-1 special.
A 2-for-1 special, man. What's our last get the fuck out of here? Because we got to wrap this shit up, man. I got food on the plate. You know, I'm multitasking, man. Shout out, man. I was cooking, man. I made some Cornish hens.
I got one for the team. I got to get the fuck out of here for the whole team. For real. Real talk. Yo. Around here is one for all for one, right? So if you cats is looking at us and wanting this promotion and you get at us on the fake shit, like you ready, but you go buy a bag of weed as soon as you hang up instead of the promo, get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Y'all know that ain't right. Y'all know that ain't right. As soon as you hang up, you go buy the weed and you're supposed to be hitting me for the promo. Come on, knock it off. I do not play those games no more. That's why the price went up. That's exactly why the price is $50. Now, run tell that.
Oh,
run tell that.
You crazy
that.
As hell, man. Oh, man. Y'all got
so
y'all found
for me and go buy some weed instead of getting that promo. We got PayPal. You can't buy weed on PayPal. Stop it, man.
You should get your credit.
cannot buy weed on PayPal. Knock it off. Like we do promo.
No. Get the fuck, since we are talking about weed, man, get the fuck out of here when you got like 10 niggas saying one J. Like, you got 10 niggas saying one J. Like, that don't even make sense. Like, where they mouth been? Like, do you even know these cats? Wake up the next morning with a big old cold sore on your lip and shit.
When
get the fuck out.
Promotion.
Get the fuck out of here, yo. Real talk. But we about to get the fuck out of here, man. It is Friday. But, yo, we want to thank everybody that came to join us tonight. B. Palmer. Make sure you watch out for his whole situation. He got popping off. Coast to Coast DJs. They got the whole convention going down. Make sure you check that out in Miami. You want to find out information about getting a booth out there or sponsorship, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. You want to find out about our Lush Girls International. If you got a movie or you got a music video coming up, our ladies are available. They all over the state. So hit us up, man. The ladies are available. Holla at us. Holla at FutureGuru100@gmail.com. Also, holla at my boy Bugsy. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's doing his 1-2. Support the Boston area. And shout out to DJ Lazy K, DJ Chubby Chubb in Boston. Shout out to my man, the real K Slay. Shout out to Kid Capri. Shout out to everybody that just rock with us, man. Shout out to Genius, K Star Beauty, the whole squad. We love y'all, man. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. Keep winning. Don't stop. Y'all guys got y'all shout outs before we get out of here? Let Kiki go first because she's so hot. Go ahead, Kiki.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm on the way. I got to give a shout out to my baby girl. She's going to be 6 years old on Father's Day. Yes, and she has a baby. Yes, and she was born on Father's Day. So I got to say happy birthday to my baby Brianna. Mommy loves you. We're going to do it big this weekend, Mama. I'm going to give a shout out to my boyfriend. He's not her father, but he's a real man in her life. He's teaching my son how to be a real man. So shout out to the fathers that's out there, not only taking care of their kids, but taking care of their girlfriends, jump off kids, whoever kids. Kids that they know ain't theirs, but still taking care of them. Shout out to Kay Slay, my girl, Chocolate China Doll, Yami Doll. We doing big things. Holla at us.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Chocolate China Doll and Yami Doll, man. They hot. For real. They hot and they soft, just like Kiki. Really soft. Like a teddy bear. Oh.
You done made me spit out my juice.
Put on glad.
You done made me spit my juice out. I just cleaned my damn house. Now I got to mop again.
Bugsy, you got your final shout-outs, man?
Say, you know, shout-out to the whole team, the whole listeners, you know what I mean? Everybody enjoy their weekend, man. Be safe. Matter of fact, shout-out to my man Drag, man. I mean, he ain't double R no more. He about to bring out that Hood Environment label, man. So watch out for him doing his thing, man. You know what I mean? Congratulations to the big homie, you know what I mean? And everybody that ain't rocking with us, man, you ain't tuned in yet, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. You already know what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I got a couple. I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody listening, everybody on the line right now. Kiki, what up? Bugsy.
Wow.
Hey, yo, listen. Here's my shout outs because this is real serious. Like, my team going hard for a few cats out here on the Twitter. So I'm gonna shout out Bonds World, BONDZWORLD, Vic Poe, Fresh South Queens, Murder and Lazy K for sure. Lazy K Productions. And definitely going to shout out Rudy Moose and DJ Alamo and Presley Girl One. They all rocking with Jai Yummy. And shout out Deck Entertainment, Chocolate Mrs. Precious, a.k.a. Precious, and Miss Caramel Ty on Twitter. You know she got the Lush Girls International popping. If y'all ladies want promo, just hit Lush up, hit me up. I'm doing flash websites. This is all included with the Lush promo package and the T-shirts. So that's why this is real important. This is a movement. I got to end it off with everybody just showing love to the movement that's supporting it. We rocking hard. I got to give one executive shout out to the Retweet Squad, Miss Jay Lewinsky, 88. Lush, you know she going in. She's lovable.
Shout out to her, yo. I love her to death.
I love her to death. That's my girl.
All the way
in Canada,
yo. Oh, man, love. That's Radio Canada right there. Salute to her.
That's right, man. That's how I'm ending it, man. And Niagara Falls, you know we got you. You know we're going to support that website. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the mothers. That's fathers. You already know, man. That's a special request shout-out right there, you know. So I'm holding it down. All you mothers holding it down as fathers, y'all know what it is. All y'all fathers, step in. Step in, daddy-o. No.
Daddy, yo, word up. Step yo, this in, your girl, Let's signing off with the whole squad. Shout out to our whole squad, the Lush Radio family. We love y'all to death. Shout out to Ebony coming in and checking in on us. We love y'all, man. This is what we do. We do it for the people, not for us. We do it for the people. We are the people's voice, man. www.lustradioonline.com. If you didn't check out the show tonight, make sure you check out the archives of all the shows. Shout out to TDI. He's on Mondays. And a new person coming to the scene is Emma E2K Magazine. You know her from the Street Queens of Movement. She'll be doing shows at 8 o'clock on Saturdays starting in July. And I will be in the New York / Jersey area in July, so check for the kid, man. You want to network? We want to do some things. I got the camera. You want to do some shoots? 300 photos for $300. Who does that? Let's Radio Online. We out of here, man. J Hood, I'm turned up.
Bang, let's get it. Streets can't stop playing. Turn it up. Get turned, my niggas. Burn it up. Get the crowd while you can. Burn it up. That's what I'ma do. Turn it up. Turn it up. Allow me to set the record straight. Every time I step in the booth, I hit regulate. On my team sweet, I need hella cake. You got a pair of J's from 28, very fake. Always with a dime, but I don't care what change though. You ride shotgun and blow in the range, run hard body flow. Hip hop, stop saying
lush, lush.
Lush.
Lush.